17. He waited as long as he could, though he had not a second to spare. Darkness would hit fast at 5:30, and in the frenzy of the moment, Luther had tucked away somewhere the crazy notion of hanging old Frosty under the cover of darkness. It wouldn't work, and he knew it, but rational thought was hard to grasp and hold. He spent a few moments planning the project. An attack from the rear of the house was mandatory. No way would he allow Walt Scheel or Vic Frohmeyer or anybody else to see him in action. Luther wrestled Frosty out of the basement without injuring either one of them, but he was cursing vigorously by the time they made it to the patio. He hauled the ladder from the storage shed in the backyard. So far, he had not been seen, or at least he didn't think so. The roof was slightly wet with a patch of ice or two, and it was much colder up there. With a quarter-inch nylon rope tied around his waist, Luther crawled upward, cat-like and terrified, over the asphalt shingles until he reached the summit. He peeked over the crown of the roof and peered below. The Scheels were directly in front of him, way down there. He looped the rope around the chimney, then inched back down, backward, until he hit a patch of ice and slid for 2 feet. Catching himself, he paused and allowed his heart to start working again. He looked down in terror. If by some tragedy he fell, he'd free fall for a very brief flight, then land among the metal patio furniture sitting on hard brick. Death would not be instant, no, sir. He'd suffer, and if he didn't die, he'd have a broken neck or maybe brain damage. How utterly ridiculous, a 54-year-old man playing games like this. The most horrifying trick of all was to remount the ladder from above, which he managed to do by digging his fingernails into the shingles while dangling 1 foot at a time over the gutter. Back on the ground, he took a deep breath and congratulated himself for surviving the first trip to the top and back. There were 4 parts to Frosty: a wide, round base, then a snowball, then the trunk with one arm waving and one hand on hip, then the head with his smiling face, corncob pipe, and blacktop hat. Luther grumbled as he put the damn thing together, snapping one plastic section into another. He screwed the light bulb into the midsection, plugged in the 80-foot extension cord, hooked the nylon rope around Frosty's waist, and maneuvered him into position for the ride up. It was 4:45. His daughter and her brand-new fiancé would land in 1 hour and 15 minutes. The drive to the airport took 20 minutes, plus more for parking, shuttling, walking, pushing, shoving. Luther wanted to give up and start drinking, but he pulled the rope tight around the chimney, and Frosty started up. Luther climbed with him up the ladder, worked him over the gutter and on to the shingles. Luther would pull, Frosty would move a little. He was no more than 40 pounds of hard plastic, but soon felt much heavier. Slowly they made their way up, side by side, Luther on all fours, Frosty inching along on his back. Just a hint of darkness, but no real relief from the skies. Once the little team reached the crown, Luther would be exposed. He'd be forced to stand while he grappled with his snowman and attached him to the front of the chimney, and once in place, illuminated with the 200-watt, old Frosty would join his 41 companions, and all of Hemlock would know that Luther had caved. So he paused for a moment, just below the summit, and tried to tell himself that he didn't care what his neighbors thought or said. He clutched the rope that held Frosty, rested on his back, and looked at the clouds above him and realized he was sweating and freezing. They would laugh and snicker and tell Luther's skipping Christmas story for years to come, and he'd be the butt of the jokes, but what did it really matter? Blair would be happy. Enrique would see a real American Christmas. Nora would hopefully be placated. Then he thought of the island princess casting off tomorrow from Miami, minus 2 passengers, headed for the beaches and the islands Luther had been lusting for. He felt like throwing up.